Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I didn't mean to make you cry.
I didn't mean to make you something. I just wanna let you know. Hello. La 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 la. And all around the world, just la 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 la.
That was a great song.
Do you remember that song? That was a good song. I'm back! Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again.
Riding about
tonight, I'm like a loaded gun.
Ready, go.
I already went. I sang like three songs there.
Oh, sorry.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Goals.
We're back.
Yeah.
Back in the saddle again.
Back in the saddle again. So,
Aerosmith, it's great.
There's been a lot of occurrences in the past year.
Yeah.
Since we stopped doing the show.
It's been like a year and a half. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It was like January of 15 when this thing came to an abrupt stop.
Yeah, because I was delivered some news that, you won't be working here anymore.
Here's you a big fat platter of bad news.
Oh, man, I was at an all-you-can-eat bad news buffet for the past year. As you may or may not know, I, Greggles, had a very rough 2015. Not only did I lose my job with the Kid Craddock Morning Show,
mm-hmm.
I went on 60-plus interviews.
60?
60 interviews, was flown out to 5 cities, and received 0 job offers.
That is a big old CC's pizza buffet of bad news.
And a CC's alone is a big old buffet of bad news.
Why didn't you just try to go get a job at CC's?
Well, the pizza might be better than the price. However, I'm sure that they don't pay their employees as well as I've been accustomed to.
So you went from working with Nick Cannon.
Yep.
Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
To basically having no work at all.
Yeah, so I was on unemployment for a while as I would get so many calls. Like, I got so much interest in my resume,
mm-hmm.
and it never went anywhere. And I had multiple conversations with people. I was flown out places. I was pretty much guaranteed jobs, and none of them came together.
My favorite was, I'm driving to work one morning, and you're in Phoenix?
Phoenix, Arizona.
You went to help out with some morning show in Phoenix. And I tune in, and I thought that you had gotten that gig. Because it's not often. I mean, I guess they have to audition people to find out if it's going to be a good fit or mm-hmm. whatever. But I'm driving in, and I guess this is about the time of the Super Bowl. And I hear you on the air with some chick in Phoenix. And
talking about the Cardinals.
Yeah, and you have to just become this lifelong, hardcore Arizona Cardinals fan,
which I
so
did.
Funny.
I did it. Like that was the most frustrating thing that's ever happened, because I was under the impression the whole time that I was getting this job.
Right.
Not only did they fly me out there pretty much immediately after they made contact with me, but the guy who was talking to me was like, "You're exactly what I want."
Mm-hmm.
The girl was like, "You're so funny. I've never been this happy with another co-host." The whole time under the impression that this is going to be my next job.
Right.
Then I get an email a week after I leave Arizona saying the company has decided not to hire anyone. So what had happened was...
You see?
They took my ideas that I gave them, and I helped them out with a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
under the impression that I'd be getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just took those ideas that I gave them and essentially brain raped me.
God.
And I'm not, like, that was where I kind of went, I'm done with this industry.
I thought you were going to be done with life in general.
Because it was
your Facebook posts and your social media life and your regular life just looked so miserable, and I felt so bad for you.
I lost, get this. I lost my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my girlfriend.
Mm.
I lost. I lost my car to a drunk driver who wrecked it outside of my house, parked while I wasn't in it. I had to work in a bar as a bar back because I needed money and my unemployment ran out. It was a very rough year.
Mm. Well, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Greggles. That's the bottom line, I guess. Because it seems like you're in a good place now.
I'm getting there.
You're getting back.
I've started a new career.
Okay.
I'm now working in advertising with the Infinite Agency that's been here.
Which is weird.
It's weird that I made this transition because I thought that with my resume in radio, I wouldn't have to leave it.
Yeah.
But apparently, and speaking to a lot of friends of mine and a lot of consultants, they were like, your resume is too intimidating for this state of affairs.
It is. And that's one of the things is that when you, like I mentioned earlier, when you go from Nick Cannon in New York City to the Kid Craddock Morning Show with Kid Craddock and this crew here, mm-hmm. and you pass that along to, you know, small marketville USA, they're going to look at that and go, man, we can't pay this guy. And you ran into that a few times with a couple of job interviews that you told me about.
Yeah, I did.
Where they're like, okay, what are you doing here? Like,
Why are you here?
And right. And that's one of the things that is frustrating about any job market is that even if you have an impressive resume, they're going to look at it and go, we can't afford this guy. And then they'll just blow you off and be like, okay, here's Joe Schmo college graduate who's going to, you know, take whatever we throw at him.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just go for that guy? And so that's what sucks about any time somebody loses a job. And I went through the same thing after I lost my job with The Wolf. I found a job immediately on air at the at Citadel Radio, ABC Radio Network, whatever you want to call it at the time, but that was only part time. They couldn't hire me full time, and so mm-hmm. you know, at that time I had met Erica, and that whole train had started to roll, and I had turned a job down in Seattle.
It was just a few months before Baby Train was on the way.
Yeah, and so I bounced around and had all sorts of different kinds of jobs before I landed over here comfortably. So. I feel you, brah.
You know what was funny? I went to interview for The Ticket,
mm-hmm.
at The Ticket,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke with your boy Killer, who I think is a great dude.
Jason Killer Kellison.
Yeah, I think he's a great dude, and I also interviewed with ESPN there, and while they're talking to me, their eyes are like huge, like, this is a part-time board op job. You shouldn't be applying for this.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I know I shouldn't be applying for this. And I never got those jobs because Killer is under the impression that I could go at any time.
Sure.
Because I have an incredible resume.
Right, yeah, and that's the problem, is that you're a flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're like, dude, I'm begging you, I have no car, I've got no house,
yep.
my birds' heads are falling off. I just need work, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, it got bad there for a minute, and then I spoke with Flip and Jonathan over at Infinite, and I was like, dude, please, just I need something. I want to start working in something else. I think I'd be a good copywriter. They're kind of like looking at me like, you, I don't know, you're a radio guy. I don't know.
Yeah, but you wrote for the show. You wrote for the Craddock Show, and that was one of your strong suits.
Mm-hmm. But still, it makes sense for them to kind of, you know, tilt their head and look at me weird because I'm doing something I haven't really done.
Mm-hmm.
So they offered me an internship, which I said, you know what? At this point, I'm taking it because mm-hmm. I just want to get my foot in the door because I know I'm great.
Yeah.
So they gave me an internship. I worked at the bar part-time. I worked at this internship. And as they saw me work, they're like, you're very good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yes, thank you. And thank you for acknowledging this. And they've wanted to keep me on, which they've kept me on for another 3 months at least.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So, you know, it's nice working with them, and we'll see how this progresses. It's mm-hmm. good to be back. It's good to be in front of your face.
It's good to see you back in the building and smiling, because there were times when you first started to show up here while the internship was going on where there wasn't a lot of fun coming out of old Greggles. It was just dismal, I don't feel very good, I'm tired, and blah, blah. But now you seem to have a little pep in your step because
You know what'll do that? Getting to sleep, for one, And then for two, having a day off.
Yeah.
I worked 4 months straight. Like, not one day off. I worked either three to four days here. Then I worked 4 to 5 days at my other job. So I'd have to do doubles. I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can finally rest a little bit because I made it to where I needed to be.
That's good.
And they've molded me and they've helped me out. And they've given me so much responsibility. I'm very happy and proud to be part of their business.
Bam. Right there, son. Well, it's good to be back. I'm glad to have you back in the building. Glad to be Greg and Greg showing again. There's been a lot of demand for the Greg and Greg show.
A surprising amount.
The last year and a half. People are always like, I've had neighbors ask me, hey, what's up with the Greg and Greg show? I've had high school friends that used to listen all the time. They're like, hey, what's up with the Greg and Greg show?
No, I've had the same thing. I've had people go, so you're not doing that podcast anymore? I'm like, I'm like, I've got a lot of problems right now. I can't worry about your free entertainment.
Well, now we can start to provide all that. So,
yeah, it's coming back. We're not going to do it as frequently. Like, we're not going to do a 5 day a week thing, but we'll probably end up giving you bigger sized one-offs. So you'll get these 45-minute to an hour plus podcasts when we can, but it's not going to be every day you get a new podcast.
Yeah, that's just my job has. My role here with the company is significantly increased, and so we just don't have time. We're getting older, and when you get older, you get more responsibility, and you get wiser, and you get more things to do, and become more of an elegant speaker like me.
Well, that's false. Here's what actually happens when you get older, because this is what's happening to me. My hair is falling out, and my beard is getting gray.
Yep. I told you many years ago, you're walking down the exact same path that I did.
Well, I think I took a different step than you here.
Yeah.
Slightly.
You did. You went to copyright.
I did.
But see, when I hit that wall in my life, I went and worked at Easy Sale, which is an online consignment store. So I was basically the guy who I sold stuff on eBay. So people would bring their stuff to me, and I would take pictures of it. I would list it. I would.
Did Jonah Hill walk into your office holding the fishy boots?
Yeah.
And go, I would just like to give you money and buy these.
There's no telling how many times people would walk in and say, and not necessarily that, because you couldn't go browsing around, but there would be people that would walk in and say, hey, can I just go look back there? I see you got a bunch of stereo equipment and stuff. I'm like, no. You can't just go walk back there and look at my stereo equipment stuff.
Even if they asked you that sexily?
Yeah, no.
They did ask you pretty sexy. That guy was like, hey, can I take a look back there?
Hey, guy.
Hey.
I was just next door to the vacuum cleaner shop.
Yeah.
And, I was just sitting there on my phone. I was on eBay, and I noticed that you had a Freddy Krueger authentic... lifelike glove.
We do. Oh, yeah.
Think maybe I can go back there.
Play
with it.
I don't know about that.
So gross. But so there would be people that would walk in and they didn't understand the concept.
Yeah.
It's like, look, lady, you're going to bring your old pottery in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find a comp for it and see if it sold. And if it didn't sell, this is when people would get pissed. They'd have this, to them, it's this prized possession. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been in the family for 175 years. Well, here's the problem with that. There's not a huge market for stuff that's been out for 175 years. You can't find a decent price for that. So it's like, look, this is an heirloom. Keep it in your family. Don't try to sell it for a 60-40 split. You stupid lady, take this back and give it to your grandkids or do something with it. Put a plant in it and use it.
Uh-huh.
And nurture it.
Yeah.
And love it.
Yeah.
And care for
it.
Don't make me take pictures of it, and don't make me have to use words that I don't understand, like crazing, okay? I'm sorry that your pot has crazing on it, which means it's like it has these little bitty cracks in it. Like it's a weird thing. Look it up. Crazing. But anyway, why am I taking pictures and listing your pottery? I don't want to. So take it back. Give it back to your grandkids.
You just wanted to be in the back office smoking pottery is what you wanted to be doing.
Yes, that would have been great. It would have been great. But But it was weird because I worked at a store up in Southlake.
Mm-hmm.
I got transferred over there because I was a manager.
Yeah.
And I would take these, I don't know, like hour and a half lunch breaks.
Of course
I would
you
shut
would.
I would shut the doors to the building just because it was it just me.
Yeah.
It was only me. So I would just close it down and go down to McAllister's and just sit there in this one little corner spot and just watch out the window to make sure there was nobody coming in mm-hmm. and going out. And if people were coming up there, I would just sit there and eat my lunch. Just let them bring all the stuff up to the door, and they would sit there and wait. It'd be August. It'd be hot. And they'd be like, nobody's there. And so I was a big, huge jerk of a manager because mm-hmm. I didn't want to deal with it. I hated that job. I hated it.
Well, it sounds like you
hated
it. I didn't work there, and I hate it.
Oh, and I had had two employees that worked there with me, or they were part-time, and they never got there on time. And I would always send them home early. Which they were great, or they were like super excited that I would send them home early because all they wanted to do was play their Xbox and smoke weed and do nothing all day,
mm-hmm.
except for take pictures of, you know,
pottery.
I'm trying to think, like
Hummel figures.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Hummel figures.
Mm-hmm.
The market for those is ridiculous, and there are so many people that love Hummels. Why?
I don't know.
What is wrong with people?
Dude, I don't know.
Why do women and old women love Hummels? What is that?
How am I supposed to know?
I don't know. You're supposed to know everything.
I do know most things, but not the reason why Hummels are popular.
We had this one guy, and I swear he was hawking stolen loogies? Cell phones. No, they were, well, he might have been hawking loogies, but that's on his own time. But he wasn't bringing those into the store. But they would bring in, this guy would bring in unpackaged,
mm-hmm.
new inbox, NIB, which you'd have to write in the listing,
mm-hmm.
new inbox
yeah.
phones, like Blackberries and Palm Pilots and all this stuff. And we had this giant stack of all this stuff. And I don't know where he was getting it, and he never said where. But it's like, why
surely
do you have
there's
all
a truck missing some cell phones.
Yeah, yeah, but we were selling them like it was nobody's business. They never came back as hot, but I'm pretty sure they were all hot.
Good thing there's a statute of limitations because you, sir, are a co-conspirator to crimes.
Mm-hmm. Because
the Singular Man is going to come after you. Remember Singular Wireless?
Yes.
Yeah, that little orange character is going to be like, Greg Jake, what the F?
Yeah, I'd be like, it's all my fault, man.
You stole my phones!
But see, the problem with it is that nobody bought those phones because the technology flipped over so fast.
Yeah.
So it's like nobody wants a Palm Pilot. They're old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like everybody's getting onto the iPhone train at that time. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that was an interesting job that you had. I worked at Ten Bells Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
I was bar backing and tendering, essentially.
Okay.
Because their bar backs were essentially also bartenders. So I did a lot of pouring of drinks, hanging out, flirting consistently with girls.
Were you hanging with Cobra?
Cobra came in. I might live with Cobra soon.
What?
Yeah.
You and Amanda Cobra?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
So, I'm living with the G1 of all time, Nathan, and his wife, Lauren, mm-hmm. right now. Because I needed a place to crash, and my future was so uncertain.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to give them some space, so I'm going to be moving out soon.
That's good.
At the end of this month, and Cobra was nice enough to be like, hey, do you want to live with me for a bit?
Yeah, okay.
As I proceed to get, you know, furniture again,
because
that's all gone.
Okay.
I just need a place to chill. It's just essentially a room. I'll keep a lot of my stuff still in storage until I really figure out what's going on.
Storage is, they're raping you.
Oh, no, I know. But
storage
I have,
is a rape.
Dude, I have no other option.
Okay.
Like, what else am I going to do with my stuff?
Nothing.
There's no, like, oh, I'm just going to put it outside? No, can't do that.
You could move it over to the house that Erica and I are about to buy.
You're buying another house?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this house?
We don't have the house yet, but ours is going on the market.
All right.
So you and Amanda Cobra can move into my old house.
I'm not moving all the way out there.
Why not?
Because that's what an idiot would do.
It's close.
That's why I'm looking at you right now.
It's close.
It's what an idiot would do.
It's close. It's close by. It's right down the road.
You know what it's close to?
It's close to where all of the bad weather starts.
Yeah, that's where it's close to. You know what else it's close to?
What?
California. Oklahoma and California.
Yeah, so we want a pool. We want to buy a pool. We want a house with a pool. We don't want to buy a pool. We don't want to put a pool in. That's a waste of money.
No, it isn't. So that increases the value of your house.
No, it doesn't. It decreases. It doesn't decrease, but it doesn't add value. So what we're going to do is we're going to go find a house that suits our needs that has a pool. And also, we have a new child. So we need another bedroom.
You are the biggest dumb idiot that's ever existed. First off, first problem,
mm-hmm.
You had another kid.
Yeah, he's cool, though.
Which I'm sure he's cool. No, we're not debating his coolness or not.
Yeah.
But did you?
His name's Henry Fox. You can't go wrong with a kid named Henry Fox.
Henry Fox, solid name.
Abby named him.
Yeah, I heard this story. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But you being the biggest dumb idiot this side of the Mason-Dixon,
mm-hmm.
you had another kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly your child because it looks exactly like the other kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's no mistake in
there,
that one.
There is. That he looks exactly like Aiden right
yeah.
now.
Oh, it's really weird.
Identical to Aiden.
They're identical
it's
twins.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably didn't need another one.
No, probably didn't need one, but...
But you got one, and now, you know what? It's awesome that he's here.
Yeah, totally. The good news is there can be no more.
No, there cannot be.
There can never be any more.
No.
Snip, snip, went down like about 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's the most important
thing. So, you know, it's I'm baby free forever.
As the listener can tell, we have a lot to catch up on.
We do. We actually have to wrap this up.
Yeah, we definitely do. I just wanted to take this time to say that Greg Jake is looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
His house is going to be on the market. If you... the listener want to live in the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
you should hit him up.
Yeah, do that right here.
It is a very nice house.
Yeah.
But the problem is you're not near anything in particular.
Yeah, there's a train track.
There's a train track you're near.
And 7-Eleven, or Shell, I mean.
Yeah, there's a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to see a helicopter not land near your house.
It lands in the yard down the street. You know who we figured out that was?
Who?
We think that's...
John D. Rockefeller?
No. Joey Tribbiani. Matt LeBlanc.
No, it isn't Matt
because
LeBlanc.
Because it's his... The guy who lives down there is named Mike Hale. He and Matt are like best friends. And so we figured that when Matt comes into town, he gets in the chopper and flies out there and lands there.
I don't think it's Matt LeBlanc.
We might be making that up, but that's what we think.
You are making that up because you're an idiot. The biggest dumb idiot. So stay tuned for more Greg and Greg Show.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for me negatively talking about Greg Jake's dumb decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for more Greg Jake dumb decisions. And stay tuned for more life-crushing stories from me.
All that and next.
All that and more. Coming up in this Greg and Greg Show version 2.0.
Word up.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.